We're being recorded. This is Gerdine, and this is Lightline. June 6, 2013. OAB, Jack here. I have been here enjoying the repartee among you little family. It is always heartwarming to me to hear you sharing your experiences in your developing God consciousness. Those of you who are sincere about this as a way of life are what we strive to cultivate. Already, you see, you are a success. And while it is always advisable to remain the student, you are able now to teach because you have found that essential goal of connection with the first source that enables you to function now as an operator on its behalf. There are others here this evening who may want to come in and offer something. I will, meanwhile, reflect aloud on some of the things I and we have been contemplating since last we met on Lightline, one of which was the most potent message from Nebdonia recently, having to do with the part and the whole in terms of the group, the community, as well as the smaller neighborhoods that make up the group. You will recall in the early days of this mission, this movement that has come to be called the Teaching Mission, there was tremendous stress placed on the group, the teacher bases, as they were called. And there is a reason for that. It was certainly not to isolate you from your peer groups, but to provide the immediacy of filiality. Your group provided an immediate family environment in which you could grow, even as other groups were undergoing the same process and had each other with which to find comfort and companionship. And what wonder it was when all the groups could get together for a major gathering. That is when we were able to see this ideal of community in its fullness. or at least a bigger fullness. And it was very stimulating indeed. The seasons come and seasons go, as with all movements, indeed with life itself. There's a time for this and a time for that. And for many, the time came for them to move on simply because they felt they had gotten from the group what they needed. They had some private time with God, discovered their goals, did some serious correcting on some of their personality quirks that were getting in the way of being effective and happy. And they simply moseyed along, even as there are some of you who stayed and continue to stay, mostly now as teachers in your own right, but also as students, since this process of getting familiar with your indwelling God fragment and affecting your environment is a long-term process. In fact, it goes on throughout eternity, always learning and then teaching what you know. It is for those who love learning that we rejoice in the progress we see. We do not lament the changes that take place in any social paradigm, because we know it is like the tide. It comes and goes, but it is dependable, and it sustains all of life by its coming and going. Even the seraphic planetary government has apical angels who orient themselves to what each new generation might be introduced to, so as to carry on the process of evolution, even spiritual evolution. And each of these epochs, short-lived though they may be, provide all the thrill, all the nuance of all the rest. Of all those that have gone before, the challenge the stimulation. The problem solving, the seeming failures, the stamina, the courage, the triumph, these are a part of every generation. And those who observe as the generations advance and evolve, are those who have the long-range perspective that sees things more in keeping with the way we midwayers see them, in as much as we have been able to see it over a long period of time. Time does provide a perspective that short timers can't possibly catch on to. But what they can get becomes a part of them, and over time, if they are faithful in the little things, they will be given greater things to manage, greater challenges, and greater accomplishments, eventually to serve in the core of the finality. And so there is no opportunity for boredom, even though you may be able to look back and say, I saw it coming. I knew it was going to be that way. I told you so. You also know that it is unique and original unto itself, and those involved have a right to that unique and original experience. Eventually and gradually, I suppose we will develop an attitude like Mother Nebudonia, where we are all simply her children, one vast group. And Lord knows she has helpers enough to help us all know what to do next in our area, our corner of creation. It's always a joy for me to share my perspectives on things. And yet I realize that sometimes my perspectives, without your being able to identify or relate, are just stories, just filler that might as well serve as a bedtime story, having no real value at all. Since we have a small group, perhaps we could have more of those intimate chats such as you were enjoying earlier that I might be able to contribute to or participate in. If you would like, open the door and come in and we can talk more about what matters to you and what your perspective is on the current epic in which you find yourself. Having no response as of yet, I will prevail upon the teachers who have presented themselves here this evening to see if any would like to take advantage of the opportunity to present a lesson, if not to this intimate group, to the listeners at large, who will receive this lesson in due course through the process that has been established. By you in this forum. One moment. Good evening indeed. I am Thomas, the opportunist. I am always happy to have an opportunity to insert myself into an occasion that promises to not only get outside of myself, but to get close to you. I always hope to establish some degree of intimacy with you. Truly, I hope to speak, quote, face-to-face, unquote, with your indwelling adjuster. But I cannot and will not overlook you as a personality in this process. For it is your personality that is having this experience, that can reflect upon it, act upon it, reject or embrace it. And so you are in the driver's seat. You two-brained air breathers. That I am pleased to call my students. I have been called a philosopher. And I have no objection to the title, because all I can do is present thoughts to think about. It is you who must decide whether to give them any credence, and whether they will open the door to your cosmic consciousness or not. as such, naturally, I hope to be amenable. And this is something all of you would do well to emulate graciousness, such as Jesus manifested. It is not impossible by his children, his brothers and sisters, such as yourselves. And so at least in these formal settings, we can afford to be gracious. We can afford to be generous. And I enjoy the setup that allows for this to happen. Indeed, if I find that I am unable to prevail in the environment where I would teach and preach and represent the good news, it would behoove me to sit back and abstain from any attempt to press myself into your good graces, lest I become a nuisance. And if there is anything that would displease me, it would be to be regarded as a nuisance when my great desire is to serve. Perhaps this is the essence of diplomacy. It is not so much a technique of maintaining rapport after it is established. For within discussion and debate, philosophers are often heated and enthusiastic in presenting their perspectives. But this is along the lines of that spiritual truism that first get them inside the kingdom. First, help them become conscious of their godly aspect. And once they are firmly implanted therein, which is certainly not your doing, but their own, then you are on more or less equal footing. And you can give and take with the best of them. This kind of repartee is invigorating, and we teachers engage in it often, as do others far beyond us in the hierarchy of heavenly helpers and celestial beings. Even on the administrative levels of the super universes, there is much speculation and discussion as to possibilities and probabilities. But there are always surprises, for none of us have all the answers. this is perhaps the one thing that gives us the most unity of all, that with the assurance of who we are, there is so much that we don't know. Ah, the humility. Such a condition presents, perpetuates. How can you be anything but humble when you haven't got all the answers? Even those far beyond our experience and wisdom admit what they don't know. In the end, only God knows. It is said he knows the end from the beginning. And while we may speculate in our realm what may happen down the road as a result of what happened in the past, given the nature of the beings we work with and the circumstances of our milieu, it is still always in the mystery. Each day is a new adventure. Even when you deal with the same people, the same group, the same family, the same fellow workers, same neighbors, each day is a gift, a unique gift, fraught with challenges and learning opportunities, chances to learn yourself better and to set yourself aside to know others better, to work with others and learn how they can work better with you. It is such a process, this organic growth of the Supreme. And you have such an intimate involvement, so very personal. It is probably just as well that you don't know how that works. Just that it does work. And that it works for you and with you. Blessed assurance. I have given my little mini lesson for the evening. I am always glad to have this time to spend with you, to draw your mind forth. I can ascertain your mind function, give way to the unlimited font within, the imagination that helps you soar, the spirit that leaves you weak with awe and wonder, and the identity aspects that crave to act upon your light of truth, to be busy being about the Father's business in the ways that you see appropriate for you in your circumstances, under the conditions you operate. And so the process continues. The university never closes. Between classes, we have time to reflect and time to rest until the next occasion for learning begins. Let me withdraw then, class, with my thanks for your company this evening. I'll return you to Midwayer Jack, who delights in your company as well. Farewell. Jack's back. I tell you, I consider myself extremely fortunate to be one of those midwayers who has been trained as a liaison. There is no talk that I'll be retrained in another service. So I will delight in the tasks set before me. I have enjoyed every bit of it so far. I have grown myself in the process. I have grown through knowing you and knowing the TRs I work with. It is a very dynamic school for me, I assure you, just being who I am under the circumstances of my existence. It's nice when you can reach that point of being glad of life, no matter what. It takes some time, however, to get to that point. There's a lot of growing up that is necessary, and I am eager to admit that I am not grown up yet, but I have grown up a great deal since I came into being. And I have experienced plenty of wayward behaviors appropriate for the citizens of a planet like this. And I've turned myself inside out, as you very cleverly stated earlier in your discussions. I have been turned inside out and have been enjoying the process of cultivating this side of me. I will, however, probably never forget the delinquent I was before Jesus came here and impressed us so with his amazing life. But isn't that the way it is with most humans, if not all humans? They are self-serving until they are touched by a Son of God who reveals another way. Let us be that Son of God now, that daughter of divinity, that child of heaven, that enjoys being, that has something encouraging to say, that has some disciplines to offer, that has some perspective on things, that has some experience under its belt, that has hope and confidence in the future despite the woes of today. Anybody have any questions before we close it down for the day? Or anything to say or add to these proceedings? In that case, my friends, I will close the session. Let me just add another thought or two to put things aright for those who still suffer, those who have not found their way, those who seemingly without choosing have found themselves in most inhospitable circumstances, be it war, poverty, disease, hunger, want of any kind. Never forget that they are the ones we need to reach. They are the ones who need this light that we shine. They are the ones who will replace us when we are gone. Those who will survive this experiential epoch to rise anew like the phoenix, to live again in and through the divine spirit that indwells us. Let us be on our way to salvage those souls, to be of good cheer, bring the light of truth. Later.